I saw, read recently on BBC. In 1953, there was what was called the Korean War. And this is about a soldier who went off to the Korean War. And he was just newly married. And he told his wife, if I don't come back, then, you know, you just get married and continue on with your life. As it happened, he never came back. And because, you know, sometimes soldiers fall in battle, but they fall in such a place so that you don't get cooperation in North Korea. You know, you don't get much cooperation from them, so they don't give back the fallen. So it was just this year, just like a month ago, that the remains of his body was actually given back, and he was identified. And his wife was there to greet him at the airport. This is 60 years later, and she was like in her 90s. And she said, no, I didn't marry. I married him. Whether he came back wasn't on the basis of whether he was going to come back or not. I married him. He was my husband. So here it is in Midwest America, this time where, you know, people change couples, like they change handkerchiefs or something, tissues, disposable husbands and wives. But this lady was so interesting. She was a colored lady. This lady was so chaste that she'd given her heart once to this man, and that was it. Whether he was living or dead was a detail. Pretty rare. So this is what Srila Prabhupada is also emphasizing, this type of extraordinary quality. And there are, of course, then there's who's the lady who stopped the sun?
Savitri.
Savitri. Yes. So, and this is such a powerful quality. Of course, any quality that you bring to perfection gives you a lot of power or siddhi. I mean, Savitri, she was able to, you know, her husband got cursed that when the sun sets, he's going to, or when the sun rises, he's going to die. So she, by her power, by the power of her chastity, she was able to stop the sun from rising. I don't know if you want to try such things nowadays. So it's a very scientific process. Very scientific. The Vedic process is extremely scientific. The whole system that's there in the Vedic literature of different types of spiritual practices is meant for gradually decreasing sense gratification through purification of the heart and bringing people to devotional service. In this day and age, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has discouraged us from that. It won't work. It's too long a process. There are too many. It's too difficult a process. And there are too many obstacles in the way that are going to distract people. But rather, Harinama Eva Kevalam. So, Harinama, Harinama, Harinama. Nastiva, Nastiva, Nastiva. No, don't bother with the Karmakanda. Don't bother with the Gyanakanda. Don't bother with the Upasanakanda. You just chant Hare Krishna. So the process of devotional service achieves that end. Well, I'll just do another story. And this one isn't from the Korean War. This goes back to Lord Krishna. And which also indicates sort of the power of chastity. And of course, this is the power of Srimati Radharani's chastity. And during Krishna's time, Krishna had a forbidden affair going on with Srimati Radharani, who was married. And it isn't that Krishna just sort of used his yoga maya in order to make everyone oblivious of it. People caught on. has to be dynamic. And so at one point when the rumor mongering was just so strong, then Srimati Radharani's mother-in-law forbade her to go out. She just couldn't go leave the house anymore. She was so locked inside. And so they couldn't meet anymore, which was a great source of unhappiness for both of them. So as a result of that, Krishna hatched a plan. And the plan that he hatched was he got very sick. And simultaneously with that, he expanded himself into a doctor. And so many, Mother Yashoda came, and there were so many other people giving advice, and Krishna was burning with a fever, and no one could cure him. Finally, this doctor happened to come by Nandagram, and they asked him, could you come and diagnose and see what could happen? And the doctor said, fine. And the doctor came in. Of course, no one recognized him. Krishna was the doctor. Krishna was in disguise. And so Krishna was the patient. He was also the doctor. And doctor said, yes, he has a very high fever. This comes from such and such cause. And the cure is very simple. He needs to be actually sprinkled sprinkled with water from the Jamuna. Lots of water in the Jamuna, and everyone starts running down to the Jamuna, but he says it's not that simple. That Jamuna water has to be empowered by the potency of the chastest woman that you've got here in Vrindavan. And because this is a, Prabhupada mentions it, it's something that I used to practice when you have a fever, and it says that if a Brahmin gargles water and sprinkles that water on the head of the person with the fever will go. I've seen it. I've done it many times. I've seen it. So who's the chastest woman? So they have a test. And the doctor says, well, the only way we'll know who the chastest woman is you get the water container, and he said, poke 100 holes in the water container. And the chastest woman, when she pulls the water container out of the water will stay in it. Anyway, class is over, so it's making for it. So then, of course, Jatila, the mother-in-law, and the sister-in-law, they were very proud of their chastity. They tried it. They got all wet. And then some others also tried it, but the others saw that they were just going to get embarrassed. So finally, they called on Srimati Radharani. And so Srimati Radharani, although she was very reluctant, she did it, and she put the pot of water, the pot with 100 holes, into the Jamuna, and it didn't leak. And come out, and she put it on her head, and then took it back, and then the doctor took that water and sprinkled it on Krishna, and lo and behold, Krishna's fever went away, and he was again very healthy. And of course, that did two things. But one is that Krishna and Radharani were able to then at least meet, but of course there were so many other people about, but it proved to everybody that these rumors must be false, because she's the chastest person in Vrindavan. So how could there be anything else going on? So such is the power of chastity. Okay, 5 o'clock this evening, right? All right. Let's continue 5 o'clock. Maybe we'll go somewhere else. Or just the, let me have the next verse tomorrow. As one can cross over the ocean with seagoing vessels, one can cross the dangerous situation of the material ocean by living with a wife. Of course, here the problem is that Kashyapa Muni says, according to Vedic standards, we should not conceive at this present time. In other words, the restriction applies. Fine, we can have children. We just wait. And she says, no, 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 no. And, well, in three-letter words, she's nagging him. Well, that's a six-letter word. But, she nags him until he does give in. And that's his weakness. And the result of that is, not only are they going to suffer, but the whole three worlds is going to suffer as a result of their not adhering. So another example here is that Kashyapa Muni, rather than setting the right example and rather actually directing his wife and controlling his wife, became under her influence and with disastrous consequences. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
The point is that Bhikkhu and Kashyapa misused their free will, but at the same time, it was also the arrangement of the Lord. So it's not like two things, contradictory things, just inconceivable, just accepted like that, or is it more that it's the arrangement of the Lord and they weren't really at fault?
Destiny and free will. Krishna's will is destiny and free will, and we're living the combination of both of those things. Just sort of balance out. You're going to shed some light on that, Sean.
But just kind of further correcting this point, because you mentioned before that the Prajapatis have to create progeny, and one of the progenies they controversially have to create is demons also. So can you create a demon auspiciously? Or do you need inauspicious circumstances to create a demon offspring?
Yeah. Because those are sort of, yeah, those are scheduled. It's part of the creation. And for them, if it's part of the creation, if it's scheduled, then they get no sinful reaction for that. This is their duty. If it's not something that's willed by the Lord, if Krishna's will isn't overriding, then they're also liable, then they have to take reaction. So maybe all yoga maya, that's why I say it's interesting, I've not read that. Maybe all Krishna's will is overriding their free will, and they're just completely puppets. And it may be a combination of both. Krishna's will is there. general sense, and it fell upon these two because they misused their free will. Prabhupada indicates that certainly Kashyapa Muni was an illusion. What type of illusion he was in, we'll come and see, but that's to indicate that he was like a Mahamaya as opposed to another Krishna's Yoga Maya. It's interesting. I think you have to research and go a little further.
About the brahmacharya concept, that when young boys would go to the ashram of the spiritual master. I was just wondering, what are you doing in Hungary? What are your plans at Krishna Valley for? Are you setting anything like that up?
We have Gurukul, that's and they're getting trained, and just very interesting. We're just planning on up to now. Tough. be a short expose. Prabhupada says, just move to Gurukul, move to India. At least in India, they still understand the value of Gurukul. And they do what we have, for instance, in Mayapur, we have schools, but particularly other sampradayas have real Gurukulas, still traditional Gurukulas in South India, Madhav Sampradaya. And India is still India, so they accommodate that. Anything else?
So I was just wondering, how would you define the DT who didn't follow the instructions of the school? He said it wasn't the right time. So how far should a wife go before she's completely and utterly submissive to the husband?
Is this a political question?
You're going to tell Mark.
Madhodari, that how was she completely devoted to Ravana? How are you? How is someone so devoted to such a demon who he's got like a collection? He goes around the world and he collects women like people collect. I don't know what they collect nowadays, pens or cards or things like that. And on top of that, you know, he's a rakshasa, he eats people, and so on. But she's married to him, and she's so chaste. And of course, the other person, similar example, is Gandharva. My husband's blind. Immediately, she covers her eyes. And she's very advanced, and he's a fool. But still, when he has the opportunity, when she has the opportunity, she gives advice. They all give advice. It isn't that they're the mom. Very clear, especially these Kshatriya ladies. They're very assertive when it comes to speaking their minds. But they're very, very chaste. Draupadi didn't spare Yudhisthira Maharaj, especially, even what to speak of the rest of the Pandavas. But she would follow him. She never deviated from following him. That's the ideal. How do you put the ideal in practice? That's a very difficult thing in Kali Yuga, not just about the chastity of women, but about anything. And so Prabhupada, with so many different things, sometimes he would say, well, yes, but we have to be practical. Utility is the principle. In Kali Yuga, nothing's black and white. There's no black and white. The only thing that's black and white is Krishna and Balaram. And everything else is like hazy. Should we now go take care of the deities, and we need to sort of make a schedule as to what to do.